This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 17th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Concerns about New World screwworm, a parasite that infects open wounds on animals like cattle and hogs, appears to be building as livestock producers fear claims that the disease is approaching the U.S.-Mexico border. Last month, the World Organization of Animal Health reported cases of screwworm being found in animals in two different areas of Mexico, roughly 700 miles away from the border, prompting Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to suspend live animal imports over the border last month. That suspension has not quelled fears. In fact, Secretary Rollins will host a press conference tomorrow rolling out additional efforts to combat the New World screwworm. Rollins will be joined by members of Congress from Texas as well as Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. Farmers relying on the Trump administration to cut a trade deal with China soon or give them another bailout to stay profitable. Chuck Margo, CEO of Corteva, said the Trump administration's trade war with China remains a pivotal issue for the ag industry because U.S. farmers need international grain buyers, China a top buyer of American crops. If it seems like there's been an abnormal amount of extreme weather events this spring, Eric Snodgrass, Nutrien chief atmospheric scientist, says, you're right.
We're at 167% of average on severe wind reports. That would mean it's the second busiest year for severe thunderstorm winds, the top being 2011. We're right on average. There's one thing that is on average, and that is the number of hail reports. But in terms of tornadoes, we've already nearly had 1,200 reports of tornadoes so far this year. Our average for the entire year is around 1,400 to 1,500, so we are way above normal. And
the extremes are not just in tornadoes and huge hailstorms, but also in records of both much below normal and much above normal precipitation.
The precipitation extremes have been ridiculous. I've got numerous climate reporting districts that just had their wettest springs on record. And at the same time, I can find some places that are having a top 10 driest. Some of them are within the same state, so it's incredible to think about these differences.
Snodgrass says U.S. weather pattern is changing as a Bermuda high will now begin to center over the Delta.
It's going to slide to Nashville in the next 8 days. And as it slides to Nashville, the ring of fire precipitation is now going to put parts of Kentucky and Tennessee and Indiana and Ohio and Illinois much closer to the hotter but drier scenario, with only the isolated daily thunderstorms popping up on some of that heat, stealing some of the moisture out of the soil to make those storms.
Snodgrass says temperatures and precipitation will begin to shift.
We're going to start to see much greater disparity or bigger haves and have-nots in rainfall as we approach this month of July.
Snodgrass says Ohio has experienced a cool, wet spring, but next week the heat index will shift into the triple digits. And as that high shifts, Snodgrass says the threat of tornadoes may lessen, but straight-line winds will become more common.
So you bring that high over Nashville, now all of a sudden it's about hot and extremely humid conditions first, and then hot and dry afterward, whereas all around the periphery, including Iowa, they get the ring of fire summer thunderstorm events. And we've already made the transition away from our storm systems being more individual supercell type storms that make big tornadoes. We've now moved ourselves over into the more linear mode, these lines of thunderstorms. You know, the word we have to start talking about now is the word derecho, right? Those big, long, damaging squall lines.
So as the calendar shifts to summer and the vegetative stages of growth for row crops, weather extremes will continue to play a critical role to overall crop conditions and total production for 2025. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.